One of the things that I really love about the Gospels is that they present the disciples to be pretty much like us. You know, it's not on the first day when the disciples meet Jesus that suddenly, miraculously, they're changed and transformed. They're not able to stand in front of huge crowds of people and announce the breaking in of the kingdom of God. They haven't got all of the theology straight. They're still struggling. They're still trying to get some sense of what is going on. It's not something that just happens in an instant. There's this slow transformation that happens in them. And on this day, when they're out in this lonely place, a place that Jesus no doubt selected simply because it was good for the atmosphere, good for being able to communicate to such a huge crowd of people. And the disciples, you know, they're seeing the work of Jesus. They're seeing the way that he teaches about the kingdom. They're seeing the way that he demonstrates that by healing those who are desperately in need. And they're like, hey, we know that Jesus is all about compassion. We know that he cares about the people like these. So we're going to take the initiative and tell Jesus, hey, look, it's getting late. How about you send the crowds away? Because, you know, we see their need. We see that they need to be fed. So, you know, send them away so that they're able to go and get food for themselves. And the disciples are no doubt high-fiving each other and thinking, yes, we're onto this now. We're starting to see the way of Jesus. But what does he say? Go and feed them yourselves. And they're like, we've just told you that this is a lonely place and that there's only 5 loaves of bread here, a couple of fish. Have you seen the size of this crowd? And he just says, get them to sit down in groups of about 50. If there's 5,000 men, then there's probably at least 10,000 people in total. So that's like 200 of these pods of people that Jesus gets them to organize. So that's going to take a while. You know, crowds of people don't just instantly do things. So there's this whole kind of process. And then Jesus takes this meager offering of this few loaves of bread, this couple of pieces of fish, and then he prays. And that's where the first part of this miraculous deed happens, as he offers these humble gifts to the Lord, as he prays to the Father. He prays the blessing of the Lord to be upon them, and he begins to offer them, to break them. And then the disciples have to come. They might have had these baskets, and they come, and they collect these scraps of the bread and the fish. And they begin this process of walking back to these pods of people that are scattered around the hillside. It's not enough for one basket to feed this crowd. They come back again and again and again. And the miracle is in that they keep returning. They keep coming back to the center. They keep coming back to Jesus to be fed and nourished by him. The miracle isn't the disciples doing the work, but the disciples are necessary for this. Jesus could have done it all himself, but he doesn't do that. He chooses us, as weak and fragile and frail as we are. He wants us to be the ones who act as his intermediaries. He wants us to be the ones who do the actual work of feeding the crowd. But it's about continuing to come back to the center, remembering that we can't do this without him. We need to keep coming back. We need to be fed and nourished ourselves. We need to keep returning back to the center. But then we need to keep going out. Whenever there's a failure in that system, the whole thing falls apart. This miracle happens because the disciples are faithful in the small tasks. Maybe others also saw the need and they began to come to the center. They came to Jesus and to be fed and nourished by him. Maybe they also began to do this work of sharing the bread of life with those around us. It's in that slow transformation that happens. Remember, the disciples aren't perfect. They haven't got their lives together. But slowly, by seeing the work of Jesus, they are changed and they are transformed. And then Luke gives us this wonderful little detail at the end of the gospel today. He tells us that Jesus said to the disciples, now go and gather the scraps. Go and collect all the pieces together. Because in the kingdom of God, no one can be neglected. Nothing can be forgotten. Nothing is too small not to matter. The Jesus is saying to the crowds, look, every single one of you matters. Every single one of you is important. Every single one of you has a role to play here in this kingdom. Every single one of you, you know, we don't want you to fall through the cracks. We want you to be part of this life of transformation. And so go, gather the scraps, bring it all together, bring it back into the center, because it's always in that movement of returning to be fed and nourished by the very presence of Jesus, and then going out to the peripheries, going out to make sure that everyone has the chance to hear this saving message of life and goodness and love. That's what we're about here in this parish, of coming together in the center to be fed and nourished, but going out to share that life and that love with those around us.